WCRI 1500 in Indianapolis.
The Martin Bender Band Chair.
You know what?
What, Rocky?
I was listening to the Martin Zender Dan Sheridan show, and I actually heard them live on the radio.
Yeah.
And it sounded like they was on helium.
Really?
So I think we need to talk slower, so okay. When they process this through their programming, we don't sound like we're talking like chipmunks.
That's a good idea, Alvin.
Now, if we had the privilege of hearing ourselves a repeat program
for the first time, and we've never heard ourselves on air.
At first, I didn't know it was us.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you blinded by it? By the
actually,
science?
It's funny because I'm walking, I'm getting a glass of water, and I hear this. I'm like, "Who are these? This guy sounds interesting." It was me. I know it was me. I was actually saying, "Wait a minute, somebody's actually talking like this on the radio." And then I heard you speak, and I'm like, it took me about a good 35 seconds to figure out it was you and I on the radio because it was playing so fast. It's almost like they sped up the program. I don't know.
It's that people can't get it fast enough. They demanded quicker than Sheridan, so they sped up the processors.
Yeah, so we got to done slow our talking down, pretend like you don't got to slow her down.
That's going to be hard for us.
We are in the secrets of God, the divine mysteries. The mysteries.
Yeah, I don't think the disciples really knew that the affliction and the persecution that was going to be necessary here. I think Israel all along thought that the Savior was going to ride in on a white horse and he was going to chuck the Romans out of the promised land and they were going to conquer and everything was going to be just peachy keen. That's not the way of it, is it?
Yeah, what happened when John the Baptist was in prison? He sent to the Lord. He's, you know, here's John stuck in prison. What did John say? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near, you know, and all of a sudden he ends up in prison and he's scratching his head saying, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This doesn't seem to fit. So he sends a messenger to the Lord Jesus saying, are he the one that should come or do we look for someone else, you know?
It threw him for an absolute loop.
It did. And so I think the gap in prophecy was they did not know the gap of time between the sufferings and the glories of the Messiah.
Right. You know who else it throws for a loop? The preterists, the people who think that the kingdom came. They're making the same mistake in a different way. The believers, even the disciples, thought that the kingdom was going to come in great glory. Yeah. They didn't realize that there was going to be this affliction that was going to have to happen and this terrible trial that they're going to have to endure. Likewise, people today think that that kingdom came somehow.
Yeah.
And they take all these literal promises and they spiritualize them or allegorize them or things like that. You know, look at verse 17. We're talking about... I kind of jumped the gun a little bit and read the passage from Isaiah, our Lord quoting from Isaiah 6. Isaiah prophesied that Israel would have this hardening, and I'm sure nobody understood that at the time, how it could possibly happen. Look at verse 16 of Matthew 13. Yet happy are your eyes. Right? He just talked about the eyes of Israel, that they're going to be squinting and they're going to be looking but not seeing anything. Our Lord says to his disciples, yet happy are your eyes, for they are observing, and your ears, for they are hearing. For verily I am saying to you that many prophets and just men yearn to perceive what you are observing and perceive not, and to hear what you are hearing and hear not.
They are on the threshold of a great event. And that's why they said this. The prophets look forward to seeing what their prophecies would come to.
The prophets themselves didn't know.
No, they had to search their own scriptures. Isaiah had to write Isaiah 53 and go back and study it. Imagine that.
Isn't that something?
And so, but the apostles here, the disciples, were on the threshold of it. They were in that era. Even John the Baptist said that he that is least in the kingdom is greater than him. The Lord Jesus said about John the Baptist. Because John announced his coming near.
Right.
But now here are these disciples about to enter into all that these things are all that the prophets spoke of.
And it's really harder on them, I think, because Isaiah knew that this was going to happen in the future, okay? But the disciples are on the scene with the chosen one.
Yeah.
They're with the Messiah, and this is where the confusion comes in. That's why this is a secret. This is a secret because it's so unlikely, and it's so unexpected, and it's so what not should happen, that it takes our Lord to say, psst, 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 come here, got to tell you something. The prophets really, you know, they prophesied concerning this. Isaiah did, but he really didn't know the specifics of it. Well, in your hearing today, this is being fulfilled. Yep. Imagine hearing that from our Lord. Well, especially, I know he spoke at the synagogue. In your hearing, this prophecy is being fulfilled.
We can spend a lot of time in Matthew 13, but just to kind of, is that my telephone ringing?
Did you turn your...
I didn't turn my telephone. Hold on one second. That's probably Billy Graham again. Hold on.
Oh, I remember he called us a couple weeks back. Get it. See if it's Billy. I can't believe you don't turn your phone off. I know your fans call you all the time. You have.
It's Billy Graham.
It is?
It's Billy Graham.
Get him on.
Hold on.
Answer
a second.
It.
Hello? Yeah, Billy. What do you. Okay. All right.
Who does he like more? Who does he like more? You or me?
Okay, bye.
Who did he
say he has no idea what we're talking about.
I wanted to talk to him.
Well, I had to get back on the phone. I'll have to call
my
secretary.
Is he listening to the show?
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Who does he like?
Somewhere in North Carolina, I guess.
Who does he like more, you or me, did he say? You didn't even ask him.
No, not at all. All right. What were we saying now? Oh, we can get into the details of Matthew 13, but it would take us a long time. And let me just say...
Well, we are getting into the details.
Well, I mean, we could spend a lot more time.
Well, sure.
Yeah. But we want to, I think we should sum up this first parable, don't you?
Yeah, you start there.
Well, here's the thing. You can, and this might be a good homework assignment, you can trace each one of the causes. There are four items here. You have the wayside hearers, you have those who are stony place hearers, you have those who are among the thorns, and then you have the good ground. And I think you will find in the four Gospels, you can find examples of each one of these. As a matter of fact, Herod was the one who received it with joy, remember? He was glad to receive him, remember that?
Oh, John the Baptist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have examples of each one of these. You can see, and this is the cause. Each one of these shows the reasons why this kingdom is no longer going to be drawn near, but is being pushed forward into the future.
And that's it. That's right there. What you just said is the crux of the secret, is that this kingdom that was being proclaimed in the early chapters of Matthew is now being spoken of in parables. It is now being hidden from the masses. It is now our Lord telling the disciples not to go into a road of the nations. And so people don't realize that today because... Then the Christian church is still teaching this kingdom as if it's an active administration. They don't realize the secret concerning Israel's blindness. And I remind our listeners that in Romans 11:25, when Paul talks about Israel being blind and how long that's going to be, that is preceded by the secret of Israel's blindness.
Yeah.
Paul basically says in Romans 11, how long is the blindness going to last? He couldn't say that unless Matthew 13 had proclaimed Israel's blindness.
Yeah.
And so the crux of the secret, again, if you take nothing else out of this Matthew 13, it's this, that the kingdom up till this point had been proclaimed openly and clearly and plainly. It was at hand. It was coming. Near is the kingdom. Repent. All this stuff. And then suddenly something happens. There's opposition. Our Lord describes the seed being sown and the enemy's coming and taking it away. There are persecutions and afflictions spoken about in verse 21. Affliction are going to cause some to lose the seed. The adversary is coming at it, and at this time, at this era, Jesus begins to prophesy his death. And that is something that threw even the disciples for a loop. In fact, they didn't even believe it.
But, and one of the things that's important, when you read here in Matthew 13, and we brought this out, it says, then Jesus sent the multitude away, verse 36, and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field, so on and so forth. He proclaims these things publicly,
right,
and doesn't explain them publicly.
That's his habit from this time forward.
And he only lets the disciples into the meaning of these secrets. And, only those who had ears to hear and wanted to hear it,
right,
were led into this.
And again, the reason you need to know this, folks, is because this is anticipating what happens later in the book of Acts when the apostle Paul is called, Saul is called on the road to Damascus, and he takes a different message to a different people. That never would have happened if this kingdom had not been stalled.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, but the kingdom was stalled. But as soon as you think this is a failure of God, oh, what's the matter? Couldn't he bring in the kingdom? What, the adversary's too tough? The rocky places are too rocky? The earth is too hard? Gee, I guess God didn't do a very good job of preparing the soil. Why didn't everybody just hear and repent and the kingdom would come in? Because
yeah,
that was not God's counsel. That's why God has to tell us that it's a secret. It's like God saying, hey, psst, 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 guess what? Don't panic. I know all about this.
Yeah.
People would think God failed. That would be your first thought here.
Well, think about it like this. When Israel came out of Egypt, it says they drew near the promised land, right? Did they get in right away?
No.
And what did the nations around think, probably?
They laughed their heads off at Israel.
What's going on with those folks?
Their God is a failure. And God says, and as soon as you think God is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they drew near.
Yes.
They drew near the promised land, and they had to be withdrawn. Why were they withdrawn?
For unbelief.
Because they did not enter because of their unbelief. The kingdom was proclaimed in Matthew chapter 3 and 4. It's drawn near. Why didn't they get into it? Same reason Israel didn't get the promised land in the Old Testament, because of unbelief.
Yeah, and you know, this is just one reason that the world thinks God has lost it. The world looks at this, and they read all this stuff about the kingdom, and they say, huh, where's the kingdom? This is a joke. And God says to his chosen ones, psst, psst, hey, I'm delaying it on purpose. This has a great purpose. And same with today. Where is God? Why isn't he doing anything about all the evil in the world? And God calls us aside, and he goes, psst, psst, hey, I'm not that stupid.
Yeah,
I've determined this.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be that way. I'm doing a secret thing now. I'm taking account of all these things. I know what's happening. But the world at large laughs at God. And you're right, Dan. When Israel came out of the promised land and they're right at the door, and because of unbelief, they turned around and they do laps. They do freaking laps in the wilderness. And the nations around them laughed at them and they mocked the God of Israel. And again, it's, psst, 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 hey, this is my intention. It looks stupid to the world, but I'm telling you people, my initiates, I'm telling you the secrets of the kingdom. I'm telling you what my counsels are. And when you see, now the whole world is going to see when God winds up here, and when God is finished with his counsels, the world is going to look back and they're going to go, oh, that's why the kingdom failed. Oh, geez, I wish we'd have known that's why the kingdom failed. But we do know now. God has told us why the kingdom failed. It's to proclaim God's grace to the nations.
Well, we thank you for joining us today. And by the way, homework assignment for tomorrow, read Psalm 78, because our Lord's going to quote that coming up. So we're going to get a little bit into that tomorrow. This is Dan Sheridan, Martin Zender, thanking you for joining us once again. Find these shows at martinzender.com and also go to crossandthrone.com. That's my website. And we will look forward to talking to you all tomorrow.